Even on a midweek afternoon, Point Reyes Station is bustling, and I am in the market for a book. In the local bookshop, I make my selection. It gets owner Steve Costa's stamp of approval.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I go to the counter to get rung up.
$21.65.
Can I get my change in the local currency?
Yeah, just a second.
In my hand, I'm now holding a brass coin about the size of a silver dollar. On the coin is an osprey, a dairy cow, a coho salmon, a tule elk, and other images associated with West Marin. This part of the county has been using an alternative currency for the past 3 years. It's the brainchild of Richard Kirschman. This afternoon, Kirschman is taking me around the town to show me some of the places where you can get and spend the coins.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm on a tour here.
Oh, nice, good nice for you.
It turns out most businesses in town are happy to exchange the coins, which are called trade tokens. The gift shop Zuma is a prime example.
My name is Judy Rodoni, and I work here at Zuma. And the coins are actually quite popular, but I have to say that most people don't spend them. They take them home as souvenirs.
That's the point.
That's the point, isn't it? Take it home as souvenirs because it's just such a lovely coin.
The coins cost a dollar each to make. They're worth $3 in trade. So when one drops out of circulation, there's a $2 profit. And that goes to one of West Marin's many nonprofit organizations.
I'm, like so many other people, really in love with this community and want to help. I want to see the food bank survive and flourish. The same thing with the community centers. And it just occurred to me that this idea might work. That's why I did it. And in the same way that a $5 chip that disappears from Las Vegas, that cost the casino, a little plastic chip, cost them a 50 cents to make or 25 cents to make, and the rest is just profit. That's the way this sort of thing works.
And this sort of thing may possibly be catching on. In the town of Fairfax, the Chamber of Commerce introduced a similar coin a few years ago, called a Fairbuck. David Smadbeck is the chamber president.
We were always trying to look for a way to have local commerce in Fairfax. It's something we've been talking about for a long time. You know, it's been rough for businesses the past few years since the crash, but this did help to increase interest in local businesses, and it seemed to sort of gel the community. It was a very interesting project.
One of the key goals in Fairfax is to keep money within the town by supporting local businesses. The money the chamber has raised by selling the coins has helped local events, town buildings, and art projects. In Point Reyes, I'm eager to spend my token locally, too. Kirschman and I step into the Old Western Saloon for a beer.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers, absolutely. Thank you for coming up.
As we talk at the bar, other customers become interested. One man who had never seen the coins before took a shine to them and wanted his change in the tokens, too. For Kirschman, that's two more dollars raised for a good cause. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Marin.